Okay, Rabosei, we have this last part of the Gemara explaining the case of the Braisa, where we have a machlokas, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, by Shor HaNisko. The Braisa says, one of the cases that Rav Meir and Chacham disagree about is Ganav Shor HaNisko Utavcho. Ganav Shor HaNisko Utavcho, so there was a stealing of a Shor HaNisko and a Tvicha. Now Shor HaNisko means it was already sentenced to be stoned, which means it's Aser Bahana, which is what the Gemara is now going to be asking. The question is that the Rav Meir says there's a Chiv Dal Behei, the Chachamim disagree. So the Gemara explains thus far that the Machokis of Meir Chacham revolves around the notion of Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, that Rav Meir holds Shechita She'ena Ru'uya Shema Shechita, so even though you're not going to be able to benefit from this Shechita, whether it's Vodah Zarah because it's Aser Bahana, by Shabbos, that depends if Maaseh Shabbos is Doraisa. If it's Doraisa, then that would also work. Otherwise, it's Takano Machokis by the case of Shabbos. And by Shor HaNisko, presumably it's the same Machokis, that it's a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, but Rav Meir is Machayev nonetheless, because he holds it's Shema Shechita. The Chachamim hold like Rav Shimon, that's the Shechita of Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, lo Shema Shechita. But in fact, the Gemara, a Kasha that we already saw in the earlier case, the Gemara had a kasha by Shachat L'Avodah Zarah, that once he shechs a little bit, itzalei, so idach ki katavach lav demar katavach. So it becomes aser bahana with the beginning of the shechita, and therefore, how can you be chayv dalet vehei once it's aser bahana? The language of the Gemara, lav demar katavach, pasha pshat means isuri hana is not shelo, so how can you be chayv? You're not doing anything to the other person's animal. It's not his. Other ways to learn the Gemara we had also, not mamish, not shelo, but he's not harming it. It's aser bahana already. It's not his mamon. He's miyayish, whatever pshat you'll say, but once it's aser bahana, so there should be no basis for chiyuv tavach umach av dal dehei. So with regard to Avodah Zarah, the Gemara gave the teretz that the iser hana was only the Gemara's vicha. That's when he had in mind for Avodah Zarah. The Gemara has now the parallel kasha regarding Shor HaNisko. The Gemara asks Shor HaNisko, Lavdi Dehu, the Katavach. It's not his, it's Aser Bahana. And as we noted, this is a Chora Pella on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, Tosis quoted earlier, is that the Iser Hana of Shor HaNisko only sets in Lachar Misa. So how could the Gemara be asking such a kasha? At the time he's shechting it, so it's not Aser Bahana yet. I still want to be mevar. I know that Pinchas, you asked the kasha, what about if it dies naturally? I want to be mevar this. I told you, from Riata, my instinct was it's only when it's stoned by Beis Din, but I'm not 100% sure. So I want to clarify that. I don't know yet. I have to look it up. But I'll kopan him. At the time that you're shechting it, it's not aser bahana. So I don't know. Rabbeinu Tam is very difficult. You have to know. Somehow, you're going to have to say something along the lines that we saw in the Tosis regarding Macharu and the Machur. Tosis says, how can it be can't sell it? It's right now it's muta bana. The answer is the halacha right now is that it has to be put to death and it will be aser bana with death. And you have to put it to death. So you can't interfere with that process of having to put it to death. So somehow maybe that would have to be the answer here as well. The Gemara feels that the halacha that it has to be put to death is also a reason why it should be put from Dalet Vehei, but I'm not sure exactly the explanation for this. But that's a kasha that we have to know would have to be answered for Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know the answer. In any case, what is the Gemara answer though? What's the pshat? How can it be chiyuv dalet vehei for Rav Meir? Gemara has a whole different ukimta here. The kimta is that this person who owned the shor v'seh handed over as a pikadon to a shomer. The shomer is responsible for it. While it was in the hands of the shomer, the possession of the shomer, it caused the hezek, it killed somebody. And it was also nigmar dina. So now it became aser bahana with the gmar din, the veis shomer. So now there's two shitas that have to be put together in order to explain shitas Rav Meir why you chayv dalet vehei. And after saying all of this, the answer for the chachamim is going to be, as we noted last time, why you putter? Because the Shechita She'ena Ru'uya doesn't seem to be a machlokes, a side machlokes regarding any of these two points. Let's first get the pashup shot, then we have to get into the nitty gritty here. The machlokas seemingly is one, the same machlokas as we saw by shachet avodah zarah and possibly by shachet b'shabbos. Shechita shein aruliyah. The bottom line is you're not going to be able to benefit from the meat. It's asur b'anah, finished. So there's no chiyuv d'alei b'hei. Rav Meir holds shechita shein aruliyah shma shechita. But the question is, it's asur b'anah. So how could it be a chiyuv d'alei b'hei? It's not belonging to the owner. The answer is we're not talking about stealing it from the owner. You stole it from the Beis HaShomer, and it was Nigmadino Beis HaShomer, and you were Tavach. And now the basis of the Dalad Vehei is to pay the Shomer. Why should you pay the Shomer? Again, seemingly it's Asa Bahana. The answer is, if you combine two different Shitas, a Rav Yaakov and a Rav Shimon, then you'll figure out why there's a Chi of Dalad Vehei to the Shomer. That means that vis-a-vis the Shomer, there's a Shavius here. The Shomer has, in this Shor, has value. How do you combine two shitas? What two shitas are we dealing with? We're dealing with, number one, the shita of Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov holds, Af mishenig madino helsira shomer ubalav mursa. Rashi says that the shomer can say, even after the gmar din, and it's right now asa bana, the shomer can say, you gave me a shor to watch, I'm giving you back the shor. I did my obligation, we know that it's Aser Bahana now, but you can't recognize that depreciation. You don't look at the shore, it looks like the same shore that was given. Shore is a shore is a shore. That's my extent of my obligation. I can give it back to you. We have to know what this is based on, but that's Rav Yaakov's Shita. So that's number one. So that means that the Shomer has the right to potter himself vis-a-vis the obligations of Shmira to his Mafkid with this shore. That's not enough to explain Rav Meir. What else do you have to bring into the mix here? V'savol Rav Shimon that holds Dabar Gam Lama K'mamon Dami. This is a very famous Rav Shimon. You find it in Bava Kama. You find it in the first parak of Tzachim. Maybe we'll talk about it, the Gemara there. Heyam Beis Vav Merale Fugabe Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze. Rav Shimon is of the opinion Dabar Gam Lama K'mamon Dami. The Gemara doesn't tell us where Rav Shimon's found. Rashi tells us where it's found. The Gemara Bava Kama quotes it directly. When it comes to a person who steals an animal that's considered a neder, that means that the Bailin pledged a neder to give to Hegdish a carbon, and then he was said Hareza Olah, so now this is the carbon that he pledged. And if something will happen to this animal, he'll have to replace it because of his neder. So that's called Dava Gorim L'Mamon. In what sense is it Gorim L'Mamon? The fact that, again, seemingly there should be no basis to Mechayev Kefel and Dalad Behei if somebody steals Hegdish. Yirei Ehu, Velo Hegdish. But the answer is, says Rav Shimon, if you steal an animal of Kachim, you have to pay Kefel. Why? Because Dabar Gamam Kamamu Dami. This animal is covering this individual's assets. This person, true, the animal belongs to Hegdish, but what does this person have? He has a shavius in this animal too. He has a monetary bailus of sorts, according to Rav Shimon. Why? Because so long as this animal is here and it's not taken away from him, so he will fulfill his neder with this animal. Should this animal die or be stolen or whatever else will happen to it, what results from that? He'll have to spend of his own money to pay the neder. So that's therefore called Dava Hagorem L'Mamon. So this chayfet, this animal, is considered to be K'mamon Dami, because it's Gorem L'Mamon. It protects his assets because of the fact that he's Mechuyev to replace it if it's missing. That's the simple way to describe Dava Hagorem L'Mamon. So therefore, it's considered to be a theft from an individual, not just from Hegdish, because this person has a bailus in the sense of Gorem L'Mamon K'mamon Dami. So how does this translate back over here, according to Rav Meir? So this shomer, because he can use this shor, so long as it's be'en and it's not taken away from him, to say to the mafkid, here's your shor back, despite the fact that it was aser bahana in between, it went ahead and killed somebody, and with Nigmar Dino, it's aser bahana, but the fact remains he could say, harei shel chalafanecha, here, be my guest, I'm off the hook. And now that you went and took it and you stole it, it was stolen from him, and it was now slaughtered. So what has happened now? The Shomer is no longer in a position to be off the hook with his mafkid. Now he's going to have to pay the value of a shor. So that's called, in Rav Shimon's parlance, Dava Garm Lamlan Kimamadam. So therefore, you have to pay Dalad Vehe, in other words, to who? To who? To the Shomer. That's the sugya. So we have Rav Meir holding like Rav Yaakov, that you have to first assume that it's true that he could patter himself with the same shor, and then you have to bring in Rav Shimon Dabar Gamla K'mama Dami. If you don't bring both shitas together, you've lost the answer to the question. Yes, Daniel.
It seems like what we were saying about Kama with us Dabar Agora K'mama Dami, we were saying that it was like a replacement, that it was as if we were replacing something. Here, we know that the shomer has to replace to the baal is just the karen, just the principal. And yet, we say that the third guy, the ganav, is trying to pay Arkham Misha, which isn't like a replacement.
Yeah, but the point is this. You have to be chayv dal vehe, you have to say that he affected someone else's mamon. What was the question? How could he be dal vehe? It's lav demarik atavach. What did he do? He did not inflict any kind of a damage on someone else's mamon, because it's asabana. The answer is no. It's asabana, but still the shomer has mamonis here. Because of the fact that he could use the shor to cover his expenses and not have to spend other money to pay back the mafkid, so the shor is serving for him as that insurance, right? So that insurance that it's giving him to patter him from having to pay his own money, that's the garm lamamun, that's viewed as if he has a bailus in this shor. If he has a bailus, then you took something that belongs to somebody and you did gneva, you did tficha mechira. So it's not about, you know, the type of... of course you're paying dalad vehei. That's the halacha. You pay dalad vehei. If you stole something and you slaughtered an animal, Sharvah say, you have to pay dalad vehei. The question is, why? It's worthless to the Bailam. Yeah, to the Bailam it's worthless. But to the Shomer, it's going with Mamun. Kimamun dami. It's clear? So this is, again, this is the alibis of what the Gemara is saying. Now, Tos is going to bring up a major issue. Probably we'll discuss this more tomorrow. How do you pair the notion of K'mamun Dami Gavagama with the notion of Dino de Garmi, which is a whole other idea? Dino de Garmi is Rav Meir Machokas Tanoyim. If it's a you cause a hezek in indirect fashion, so do you have to pay? Are you liable or not? That's called Dino de Garmi. Different cases, we'll see in Tosis about it. Machokas Tanoyim. There's something called Grama, which is even less than that, and that's only if Pater, B'dinei Adam, Grama B'nezikin Pater. But Garmi is a Machokas. And Rav Meir is a dafka of the opinion who's doyen dina de garmi. So that also sounds like there's something indirect here and incidental, and somehow it's enough to mechayiv. So Tosfos wonders, why do you have to bring Rav Shimon in here? Let's look at the relationship between Dabar Garmi Mam K'mamun Dami of Rav Shimon and dina de garmi. And Tosfos assumes that they're parallel. And who needs Rav Shimon? Just go with Rav Meir himself. And you have Rav Meir, then garmi would certainly get us to the point that we view it as that there was mamun here because it's shomer. The shomer lost money as a result of your stealing it, and that should be enough to mechayev dalad vehei. Tosfos can discuss different answers to that problem. That will have to wait for Tosfos. But before getting to that, let's try to flesh out to the extent that we can the details, first of all, the machlokes of Yaakov and the chachamim regarding this issue of whether the shomer can return the same shor, which now became asabana, and be off the hook. What is that about? And then, to the extent possible, the issue of Garim Lamamun, we'll try to broaden that a little bit, and then bring it together with the Tosfos here with Dina de Garmi. Again, it's a tall order. Normally take a lot of shiurim, but we'll do what we can do. Let's look first at the sugya of Bava Kama. The truth is, the sugya is two places of Bava Kama. The Shach V'Tari about, it's on Memhei, which you should have, but it's also on Tzadi Ches. So if you want to look on Tzadi Ches, because the Gemara actually brings... There's a Tosfos in Memhei that we should look at. But on Tzadi Ches, you have a few things coming together. Gemara also mentions Garim Lamamun there as well, so we can look over there first. And it's very nogea to what it says in the Mishnah there. Okay. The perek is Hagozel Eitzim. The halacha is if someone is a gazlin. So there are times that the gazlin can say to the nigzal, the heshev is hagzela asher gazal. This is the gzela asher gazal. It's gain she gazal. It's what I stole. And I'm returning it. That's my heshev. And there are times that the gazlin is koni b'shinui. It's no longer what it was. It's not asher gazal. It's not gain she gazal. And then what is the responsibility of the gazlin? To pay money. And the Mishnayos there in the ninth parak of Bava Kama discuss what kinds of situations the gazlin can and must return the item as is, as per asher gazal, and when the gazlin, you could say, is koneh b'shinui and he has to pay money. So there's a couple of cases, if you look, this you don't have, the Mishnah earlier, and the Gemara is going to go on one of these cases, the Mishnah in Tzadi Vav Amidbeis, and it's a gay, of course, as far as the din of Kishas HaGzela. In other words, if the value depreciated and it wasn't Ishtana, so then the fact that it's worth less now is not the Gazlan's problem. The Gazlan's giving back the Chafetz, Kimo Shehu, seemingly. So that's where you have a Machokes, for example, Behema Viskina, Avadim Viskinu. So Rav Meir says, Kishas you pay Hresh HaChol Fanecha, the Chacham say Kishas HaGzela, that's called a Shinoi. So Shailu, what's called a Shinoi? That's part of the issue. Gazal Mabeah v'nistak, so the coin got cracked. Peros v'herkivu, the fruit got rotted. Yain v'hechmitz, the wine became vinegar. Misham kishas gzela, so then you have to pay what the value was at the time of the gzela. However, Mabeah v'nifsal, let's say the coin just got disqualified, they're not accepting it as currency anymore. Truma v'nitmes. So truma is tamei, so obviously can't be eaten, but it's still, the food is still what it is, just that it happens to be tamei, but you can't see that change in the actual substance. Chameitz v'avar of a Pesach in Yonah D'Yoma. So the item is chameitz, it's now after Pesach, you can't get benefit from it, but it's the same chameitz. So, and a couple of other cases follow. So the Mishnah states that the gazlin can come back to the nigzal after Pesach and say, this is your chametz I stole from you. Nebuch, the nigzal has nothing to do with it. He can't do anything with it. He can't benefit with the rice or the rabbanon, whatever it is, of a Pesach. But meanwhile, the gazlin does his duty, returns the gzela, and that's all he has to do. So that means that there was no shinui. So the Gemara discusses this case. Now let's look at Tzadi Ches on the days. Man Tana, who is the Tana that holds that Omrim b'isui hana ha'reshel cholofanech? Let's identify the Tana of this Mishnah, that you can say by isui hana, it's the item is the same item. Ay, it's asabana, but the item is the same item. Ha'reshel cholofanech. Who holds this? So the Gemara initially wants to suggest that it's Rav Yaakov. And it's going to talk about this machokes that our Gemara mentioned. It says the Gemara, Amav Chizda, Rav Yaakovi. Now, Rav Yaakov is not discussing Gazlan. Just to know some of the issues. There's seemingly a similar issue that plays out regarding Shomer. So here we have the case that our Gemara quotes. Desanya. Shor she'im b'sad shalom nigmadino. So if the shor killed a person and has not yet been sentenced by Beis Din, and then, so what's the din at that point? Mechoro macho egesho mugdash shchato b'soro muter. Hechzir shom ubalav mugzer. So long as it has not been a gemar din, so it's still totally belonging to the bailin. He can sell it, he can be magdash it, he can shecht it, enjoy the meat. If he's smart, he'll do it then, right? And if a shomer has it, so he can return it at that point, because nothing has changed. Just because the animal is subject to be tried by Beis Din, and sentenced to be killed and will become asabana, but it hasn't happened yet. However, Misha Nigmar Dino, once the Gemar Din occurred that this shore has to be stoned, Soko Yisoko Lashore, then everything changes. Then Mecharo Eina Machor, again, Pasha Pshat is on any level. For Rabbeinu Tam, it's a different halacha because of, you can't be postpone the Din, okay. But anyway, Mecharo Eina Machor, Egdesho Eina Mugdash, can't be Magdash, as Rashi puts it, it's a Dover She'eno Reshuso, called Eina Shalo Eina Reshuso, it's not his. What about Hechziru Shomer Lepa'olav? So the Tanakhama says, Eino Mursar. So he can't return anymore because it's now Asa Bahana. Rav Yaakov disagrees. Rav Yaakov Omer, Af Mishenig Medino, Hechziru Shomer Lepa'olav Mursar. So what's this Machokas? Rav Yaakov permits the Shomer to return Isuri Hana. The shore is Nigmar Dino Leskila, and it's Asabana, and yet the Shomer can excuse himself and give back the shore to the Bailim, and nothing more need he do. So why is that? My Rabba HaKamithligi. So the Gemara is suggesting, Rav Chizkiya is suggesting, what's the Machokas? The Rav Yaakov Savar Omrim B'Yisuri Hana HaReishal Cholofanecha. Rabbanan Sarvi Ein Omrim B'Yisuri Hana HaReishal Cholofanecha. So the Gemara is suggesting the machlokis will be on this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you can say Habesh Cholofanecha by Chamesh Yavel of Pesach. Now, what's the case of the Mishnah once again? We're talking about who? What's the case of the Mishnah?
Gazlan.
What's the case of Rav Yaakov? Shomer. This is what this is all, beyond what we're going to be able to get to, but this is something to think about in the back of your minds. The Gemara is equating the two. At the end of the whole sugya, the Rambam doesn't, which is a pella. It's against this Gemara. Halacha l'maisa, the Rambam paskins differently by Shomer and by Gazan. Pasha Pshari, the Gemara, has the two in the same goat. So the Gemara says, no. So why does Rav Yaakov say that you can, the Shomer can say Shechol Fanecha, the same way that the Mishnah says that a Gazan can say it, and the Mishnah is authored by Rav Yaakov, in other words, it's Rav Yaakov's opinion, and the Chacham would disagree. And what is this issue about? What does this issue seemingly revolve around? Can you say Harecha Shechol Fanecha on Isuri Hana? So what seems to be the issue at its core? So, the Gemara, let's broaden the understanding here. Do you fellas still have Gittin and Gimlin Beis that I gave you for the Inyan and Vashel V'Shavis? The Sugin HaNizakin? There's a page over there that we handed out. So, on that same page, the Gemara brings this Mishnah, Masir Papa, for the following issue. This is, I'm telling you this for a reason, because of the Hemshach HaGemara, we're going to be very nogeh, this Inyan that we're going to mention right now. Hezek She'ena Nikr. So, the Mishnah talks about in Perek HaNizakin, if a person causes hezek, she'ena nikr, such as, mitamei, midameya, minasech. So you take something belonging to someone else, food, and you mitamei it. Or you mix in truma with chulin, and now he can't eat it, because it's not enough to matel the truma. Or is Menasech that he mixes in Yai Nesach, or is Menasech Avodah Zarah. So, meanwhile, you don't see any discernible difference in the item, but it clearly did something that's going to make it usher for the person to enjoy it. Do you have to pay or not? The Mishnahis talk about the Mezid, yes, Bishogi Gnat. The question is why? Is it based on Knas? Really, you should be Pater from in every case, but we don't want people going around doing these kinds of things. So the maze that they made you pay. And the other possibility is that really you should be chayiv even b'shogeg, but we gave you a break, b'shogeg, and we said you're pater. Whatever the cheshbonos of the Gemara are, but that's what the Mishnah says. What does this issue revolve around? Fundamentally, mi'ikar adin should be chayiv or not. If you cause what we could consider to be hezek, She'eno nikr. That's what these cases are. Hezek she'eno nikr. So the shayla is that called Shemei Hezek or not? So the Gemara, in connection to this sugya, Rav Papa asks the question from the case of Zela. The issue here is whether it's considered a shinui, that the guys can no longer say Harei Shachol Lefanecha. The Gemara links the issues. So the Gemara has here on the sixth line or so from the top, in Gimel Beis, Masiv Rav Papa, Gazal Madbeya V'Nifsal Truma V'Nidmeis Chametz Rabel of a Pesach Omer Rav Shachol Lefanecha V'I Amrit. And if you go with the Shita that Hezek in a Nikar Shmei Hezek, so then if that's true, the Hezek in a Nikar Shmei Hezek, Hai Gazlin Hu Mamona Malya Bai Shlumei, the Gemara says Teyufta. Seemingly, we rebut the sheet of Hezek Sheinanik or Shmei Hezek. Because if it's true that Shmei Hezek, then this is no longer considered Kimashi Gaza. The same way this Harashi's Mashmatosis explains it more by Richus. If you view Hezek Sheinanik as Hezek, then similarly, in the case of Gzela, I'm not talking about Mazik now, I'm talking about Gzela. What's the issue? Is the item considered Ke'en Shigaza or not? Is this a Shinoi or is it not a Shinoi? Is it called that the Gazal is calling it a Shinoi? So how do you view Hezek She'en Onikr? Chametz Avel of a Pesach. Can the Gazal say Reshel Chol Fanecha or not? Tosus explains it this way: V'yishlomar, kima tezek she'nikar shmei hezek, it can chashav le ki'ilu hu nikar ve'imkein in chashinu gadol mizeh u'kanam agazim b'shinui v'tzarech yishang v'mamun malia. To the extent that hezek she'nikar shmei hezek, so that's called nikar. This is called. It's not the same item anymore. So the Gemara is now assuming that Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim are arguing if whether the shomer can return the shor hanisko, the shor that's now been paskin to give it stone, back to the maskid, is a function of the machlokes about whether you could say reisha cholofanecha. And this mishnah that says that a gazim could do so would be connected to shitas Rav Yaakov. And according to Chachamim, you couldn't say reisha cholofanecha. That's what the Gemara is suggesting right now, but the Gemara rebuts this suggestion and says, no, that's not the machokis at all. Let's continue in the Gemara. So, my God, but I'll the Gemara is suggesting, Rav Yaakov Sabar, Omen Bisrael, and Nazar, Shalom, Fanach, Rabban Sabar, Ein Omen. Amalei Rabba. Lo. Rabba says to Rav Chizda, that's not correct, Pshat. De Kula Yalma, everybody agrees, Aminan, Bisrael, and Nazar, Shalom, Fanach. No one argues about that. Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim are both on the same page that you could say by Surya Nahar, by a Gazlin, by a Shomer. And what's my proof to that? The Imkain, because if you were to say Machokis is on that issue, Nifko Guba Chametz BePesach. What do you have to talk about? A case of what? Of a Sharanisko, Mishneh Mardina, whether he can be Machzirit. Argue straight. If you can say by Chametz BePesach, Rishon Chalufanach. In other words, the Mishnah that says that the Gazan can say Shechol Fanecha goes like everybody. Because if the Chachamim would be saying you can't do it, why Agi Bashor? L'gabi Shomer, Garashi says. Dim Kendu Rabbana Ein Omim Adim Lifku Gibi Shor L'gabi Shomer Lifku Nami L'gabi Gezel Gazel Chametz. So what is really the issue now? So now that really you could say Harei Shechol Fanecha by Chametz, so who's the problem here? Who's the problem? The Chachamim. The Chachamim say, you can't return the Shomer. Shomer can't return the Shor. Why not? The same way you can return Chametz. So why can't he return the Shor? Says the Gemara, an elaborate explanation. Ela Merab. Hacha. Very, very deep Gemara here. Let's just take it in. Begomrin dino so shor shalo b'fanav kamifligi. The Machlokes is on the following issue. Is based in allowed to paskin that the shor is chayav misa if the shor is not present at that trial by a person? You can't try a person to death, if they're not there, the defendant has to be there. The din of Ashur Yisakel, does the Ashur have to be there? And we'll see how this is going to fit for the Machlokas. Rabbanan Savri, Ein Gomrin Dino So Shor Shalom Befanav. For the Psak Din, for the Ashur to become Aser Bahana, by virtue of the Psak Din, the Ashur has got to be in Beis Din. And therefore, the Chachamim are going to explain why the Shomer can't return the Ashur after it was paskined by Beis Din Lamisa, because the Mafkid will say the following to the Shomer. Don't forget, it had to be brought to Beis Din to be paskined Lamisa. The Amale, so the Mafkid says to the Shomer, if you would have given it to me, I would have made it flee to the pond. It would never have been caught by Beis Din, and never would have become Aser Bahana. So what caused it to become Aser Bahana? Whose doing was it? It had to get to Beis Din. So whose fault is that? Your fault. Hashta masarti biyad man de lo matzina listo yidin abadeh. You handed it over to the force, to the powers that be, that I can't deal with them, and they made Aser Bahana, and therefore you're responsible. You know what this means. A lot of words here. And what of Yaakov's response? What's of Yaakov's shita? Rav Yaakov savar, gomen dino so shor shelo befanav, that the psak din can happen with or without the shor. It's a matter, the shor was mazik and killed someone, and Beis Din could paskin against that shor wherever it might be. The amalei, so this is why the shomer will say back to the mafkid when he gives back the shor, who's now benigmadino, he says, my avdilei, what I do? Sof, havi gamri leidino shelo befanav. Could be that Beis Din did it befana, but that's irrelevant. Whether the Shomer brought it to Beis Din or not, it could have been done with regardless. And therefore, the Shomer can simply excuse himself by giving back the Shomer. What exactly is this about? So what's the Nekuda Samachokas exactly? So why would the Shomer be responsible and can give the Shomer back? Why could he? Difficult Gemara. So let's see Rashi says here, and look at Rashi and Memhei. Yeah, look at Rashi here. The Imkain Lefugu, Rabban Eno Mimadim Ifki Bishar, Gabi Shamukh, Nabi Gabi Gazel, Chametz Av Pesach. Aval Hacha, so rather, what is the Machokes? Bishar, Shehemisu, the Omar Ein Mugzar. Mishum de amalei hai iser hana lav iser de asi ala mimelahu. This is who's talking now. The amalei hai iser hana. Who's talking to who? Who's talking here? Going for the chachamim. So who's making his claim here? Chevra, who's making the claim? What? No. What's going on? Who's talking? Too fast? Should I go back? What? Okay, so. Okay, let's go back a second, okay? Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim argue whether the Shomer can give back the Shor Shenigmadino Lisake. The Gemara originally suggested, Rav Chizra suggested, the Machlokas is the issue that the Mishnah states is really a Shoni B'Machlokas. The Mishnah says that a Gazlin can say to the Nigzal, Harei Shechol Fanecha, here's your chametz, Ayitz Aser Bahana, it's after Pesach, Aser Bahana. Nevertheless, he can simply give back the same item. Doesn't look any different, so he gives it back. That would be the Shita of Rav Yaakov. That's why Rav Yaakov says that you can tell the Mafkid, here's your shore back, it's the same shore, Ayitz Aser Bahana, you can't see that, I don't see that, you don't see that. The same item, I'm giving it back to you. So that's what Yaakov, the Chachamim would disagree, because they would have disagreed with the Mishnah. They would hold that by the case of Gazlin, by Chametz, the Gazlin can't say Harei Shechol Fanecha. That was Rav Chizda's suggestion. Says Rabba, no, that's not correct Pshat. If that were the Pshat in the Machlokes, why did they have to discuss Shor HaNisko? They could talk about the case of Chametz, they could talk about Gzela, just like the Mishnah. And you would see the Machlokas straight out. Why do you have to go to a case of Shor HaNisko by a Shomer? Rather, the Mishnah states the din by Gazlin, everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees. So even the Chachamim agree that Gazlin can say that Chametz Habeshah Cholofanach. Here it is. So how come the Shomer can't simply give back the Shur? The answer is, Machokis of Yakna Chacham is on the following issue. Can Beis Din make that Psak Din to Asr the Shur Bahana without having the Shur there? So, if you hold that they need to have the Shur present, then the Chachamim, that's what they hold. They hold that, therefore, the Mafkid can say to the Shomer, you delivered the Shur into the hands of the Beis Din, and you, therefore, are responsible for the Shur becoming Asr Bahana, because without you giving the Shur to Beis Din, it wouldn't have become Asr Bahana, and therefore you can't exempt yourself by giving me the Shur back to me. We have to explain what this means, but that's the Chacham. If I would have gotten it back before you gave it to Beis Din, I would have hid it. I would have sent it out to, who knows where, to the pasture. Rav Yaakov's shita is that the Gemara Din doesn't need the Shur to be present. Therefore he says, what do you have against me? It could have happened regardless whether I delivered it to Beis Din or not. And therefore, I can give you back the same Shur. Now the question is, how does that translate into whether you can return the Shur or not? I understand there's a shaila whether it could have been paskin without the Shur. Without the Shur. But the fact that let's say it has to be that the Shur is present. So therefore, the Shomer is more responsible and can't give back the Shur. That's Asr Bahana. Why? What does one have to do with the other? What exactly is the point? So Rashi says, we'll go back to Rashi Memhei too, but, and Tosis over there, but first we're here already, so we'll see it. Hacha b'shor shehemesu da'amar ein mochzer shem da'amar lei. So now who's speaking? The mafkid. Hai iser hana lav iser d'asi alei memeilahu kigon chametz b'pesach. This is dissimilar from Chametz BePesach. This is not an Isser that just happened by itself. Pesach came and went, and now the Chametz is not no longer mutter. But the Chametz is still the same Chametz. It's just that's Asr Bahana. But you don't know that. I don't know that. I mean, we know it, but we don't see it. So give it back as is. What's different over here? It's not Asi Mimela. El Akatalte Biadayim. You, Shomer, you're responsible. You, quote-unquote, killed the Shur. What do you mean you killed the Shur? You're a shomer. You killed this shur. How? Sheveisa lebeisdin, because you brought it to beisdin. The iavi gaboi. If it was by me, says the mafkid, what would I have done? Ana marik nalega akma. I would have found a place for it to go. I would have had it run away to the aga. Okay, that's what it says over here. Let's look back on Memhei. You have Memhei? The same Gemara, same Shaka Vitaria, just from a different angle, right? So the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Shor Shehemis, the same Braisa, which has the Machogs of Yaakov Nachachamim. Leima Baha Kamifligi. Now you have the background already. Leima, this is now on Memhei Amid Aleph. Six lines from the top. Leima, the Rabban and Savri. That's why the Shomer can't return the Shur. Rab Yaakov Saber, Omen Bisar Nahavi Shachalofanach. Amar Rabba, so we saw in Sadiches, it was Rav Chisda who thought to say Pshat that way. Here the Gemara is suggesting it. Rabba says no, like Rabba said in Sadiches. Amar Rabba, the Kuyama Omrim Bisar Nahavi Shachalofanach. Dim Kain, Nifgagin Chametz Pesach. Ella, Hacha, the Gomim Dino Shoshor, Shalom Befanav Kamifkagi. The Rabban Savri, Ein Gomim Dino Shoshor, Ella Befanav. The Amale, Yadarti Nali. Again, who's Amale? Everybody. What? Mafki to the Shomer. If you've returned it to me, Havi Marak Nali Lagma, I would have made a runaway to the swamp. Hashta, now, at Faste Leturai, Bida Dua Yechil Nashtoi Dina Bade. You grabbed the Shur and delivered it to powers that I can't deal with them. They did what they did. And it's because of you that it's Asr Bahana. Rav Yaakov Savar, no. Gomdin Shur Shalom Befanav. the Amalei, sof, Nigmar Havigamri Leledina. Then the Gemara goes on, my time is Rabbanan, why do they hold that the shore has to be present? Hashor Yisakav Gamba, all of you must. There's an equation. The shore Yisakav Gamba, all of you must. Kimisas Bam, Kachmisas Hashor, Mabailim Bifneim, Afshor Bifanav. The Torah is Makish, the Bailim's stay to that of the shore. Just like Bailim, you have to have the Bailim there. So the shore is the Baldin, as it were. Strange idea. The shore is the Baldin. The shore comes to Beis Din with its tie and whatever, right? You have to paskin on it, right? That has to be there. Yeah, that's what the Chacham say. But you have to be in front of the shore. Okay? Rav Yaakov says no. Bishlam Bailim, Vinay Tainaninu. Bailim, they have claims to make, so you have to make the Din Torah has to be in the presence because they can make a claim. El Shor, Bar Tainasu. So there's no reason to assume that the shore has to be present. Okay. But the Lumdus now. So we have an interesting machlokas whether the shore has to be present. But how does that impact on the question of whether the Shomer can excuse himself with giving back the shore, Sha'asabana, because according to the Chachamim, since the shore had to be in Beis Din, and therefore the Mafkid can say, look, by me it would have not gone to Beis Din, and it was by you, and you let it go to Beis Din, therefore you're responsible. What does that do with anything? Zokt Rashi. Even after Rashi, not going to be a full pshat, but just to see something. What does Rashi say? So look at the long Rashi. So the Rashi starts with Dibar Maschel, right? Lifrugu, Rabban b'chamis de Pesach. But go down a few couple lines. Ela de Kuyama. So really, everyone holds be Surya no Habesh Chol Fanecha. Hecha de Isura Memela Asale. That's when the Isur comes of its own. What case would that be? Kigon Chamis de Pesach. And in that case, where the Chamis became Asur on its own accord, Vulo Matzi Amale Hai Rav Midihu. The guy can't say, the Nigzal can't say, hey, what do you mean you give me back the chametz? It's not worth anything. Why? Because nothing. The fact is, it nothing happened except Pesach came and went. No, so I give you back the chametz and I'm off the hook. What's different over here? Aval Hacha. Says the Chachamim over here in this case of the shore. Mishum Hachi Ami Rabbanan Eino Muchzar. This is why the Chachamim say that it's not going to be returnable. The Amalei, because the Mafkid says, Ad fasti l'toroi, quote v'chuli, says Rashi Pshat, v'hezeka d'biyadayim hu. So this is called that you actually caused direct hezek, you shomer. She'evio l'beidina. You brought it to Beis Din. Without Beis Din, without the shore being in Beis Din, nothing would have changed. So that's your basis of pinning the liability on you. You brought it to Beis Din. Now, v'hai d'naket, that which it says, yadarti nali, if you given it to me, I would have made it run away. It's not that the shomer is paying for the fact that he didn't give it back. That's just extra verbiage in the Gemara. If you give it, I would. The reason the shomer is saying because he brought it to Beis Din, not because he didn't return it to the Baal. Because if it's based on the fact they didn't return it, so that taina is the same by chametz. If you would have returned to me before Pesach, I would have eaten it before Pesach or sold it to a guy and had it to enjoy after Pesach. And you didn't give it back. So to the extent that you're at fault for not giving it back, if that's the basis of the claim of the mafkid, that's an identical claim in the case of chametz. See what Rashi's pointing out, everybody? Dimkim chametz nami, lei malei, yadarti nali have achil nalei, and so on. But odu, Rav Yaakov nami, even if according to Rav Yaakov that you could have paskin without the shore, name alay, but still the taina is that's much valid. I would have shechted it, not run away, but I would shechted it. The answer is, says Rashi Pshat. Rashi's marach, you already know it's such a difficult gemara. Rashi's marach, right? So what's the pshat in the chachamim? Not that you're chayiv because you didn't return it. Because you're returning it now. And regarding Yisui HaNa, what's the halacha? You can return Yisui HaNa and say, Harei Shalcha Ufanecha, Braminan B'Yisui HaNa, like Bechamet Shalcha Ufanecha. So Rashi, so what's the basis of the Chiyuv? What does the Mafkid have a right to say to the Shomer, no takeies, I'm not taking the shore, you got to pay for it. Ela Chiyuvei Mishum Deholicho LeBeis Din B'Yadayim. Because you, Shomer, you brought it to Beis Din, you let it get to Beis Din. V'hachi Kamalei. I would make sure that they not get it. What does Yaakov say back? Self. So what is the point of Rav Yaakov? They would have been able to try the shore without the shore being a base. So therefore, is there a basis to mechayev me for being mazik biyadayim? Why? Because my bring to base is lo ma'ov lo morid. The trial could have gone on without the shore there. This is what Rashi begins to flesh out a little bit. So the machokis is not about whether you could say a reishah cholofanecha, and he said, no, kuli alma, you could do that. What's the shayla? Whether you can pin a chiyuv on the shomer for having been mazik biyadayim by delivering it to Beis Din, because if the shore had to be in Beis Din, then the shomer is responsible. You have to know, is it only when the Shomer brought it biyadayim that this whole issue is discussed? Let's say it happened to be based and went and got it, they heard about the shore, you know, what happened, and it came and they took it. It's a mashma, does it have to be dafka the shore? This is what Tosis gets into. Let's say based and went and took it on its own. So Tosis says it's lav dafka. Venero Lari, look in the first wide line of Tosis. He says, "Mashenofel liyad based in chashav hezek nicker." If it was ayidei pshia, nafal liyad based in his chayev, that array differentiates this case from the case of chametz. But by chametz, it remains hezek she'en a nicker. That's why there is chalof anecha. The question is whether Bezdin's acquisition is called hezek nicker. If they didn't have it, they could have done it anyway, then coming to Beis Din does not view this change in status of the shore when he's capacity to be usher, banad, be stoned, as a hezek nicker. So for Tosis, it's a little different the sense we just got from Rashi. Rashi sounds like you caused a hezek biyadayim, or you didn't cause a hezek biyadayim, it's hezek the memela. Tosis says the issue has to go into whether you define what changed as a hezek nicker. If Beis Din is needed to be for the shore to be there, even needs the shore there, then Beis Din's getting the shore makes that psak din that the shore is also about not a hezek nicker. Always has to be explained well, but just to whet your appetite for, you know, when you want to go back to this sugya, it's a very interesting notion. Again, we have to find a way to differentiate the case over here from the case of chametz. That's the basic outline. By chametz, everyone agrees you can return it, but by shore, because the psak din needed the shore, that's why the Chacham would say you can't return the shore anymore. And Rav Yaakov would say you don't need the shore for the Pesach Din. Therefore, I can do it the same way I can return Chametz, I can return the shore as well. So this is one inyan. This inyan of whether Herziro Shomer Muchzar or not. What's the other inyan? Just going to get a little bit of a get acquainted with it. In order for to explain the Meir's sheet over here, we need two things. We need to say he holds like Rav Yaakov, so the Shomer could excuse himself with this shore. We hold that, again, based in Kampaskin without the shore, therefore there's no claim on the Shomer. It's just like Chametz, he could return the shore. It's called Hezek Shein and Nicker, whatever it is. Hezek the Memela. What else do you have to say? It's not enough. Why isn't it enough? Because the fact is, it's not worth anything. So why is it Tavach HaMach? The answer is, the fact that the Shomer could be off the hook paying this shore back is considered a value, monetary value that the Shomer has here, to such an extent that the Ganef pays the Shomer Dalad Vehe. That's based on Rav Shimon that says, that what Rav Shimon says? So we saw one case that Rashi quotes for us in Meruba, the case of Gonev Kudshin from a person's house. It's an animal of Kudshin. It's a neder. He'd have to replace it if something happens. That is enough to mechayif him. It's beguna mi beis ha'ish. It's called l'rei ehu. It's considered a basis to mechayif him the keifa. Where else does it come up? Let's take a peek at Sachim Hey Amidbeis Vav Amid Aleph. How much we'll be able to do with this, I don't know, but just, again, Sachim is in the air. We might as well see a Gemara. There's so much here on this Gemara, don't ask. The Mamish, a Shas Sugya. Okay, learning Abib Sachim, learning this parak in a couple of years, I don't know, whenever it is, but this is the time to learn it, but to be aware of this Gemara. The bottom of Hey Amidbeis, the Gemara had a braisa quoted earlier on Hey Amidbeis, and the Gemara is going through, clause by clause of this braisa, different dinim in the braisa. So the Gemara has, on the first wide line here, Amar Mar, so the Gemara says, Yachol Yatmin B'Kabu Pekdonos Min HaNachrim Tamalomar Lo Yimatzeh. You can't accept Pekadon from a guy because it says Lo Yimatzeh. So that means that you're not going to have in your house a pikadon of a guy. But how could that be? Ha'amit Reisha, the very same Brisa says earlier, Shalcha Yataroa, it says, Lo Yibra Lechosa'or, Avotaroa Shalachem Mishal Gaboa. If it's not yours, it can be your physical space, but it's not owned by you. It's Shalachem, it's someone else's, or it's Hegdish. So how could you say that it's a problem to have a pikadon of Chametz from a guy? Says the Gemara, it depends on the following. Lo Kasha. Depends if when you have it in your storage, it's not technically yours, virus-wise, but it might still be a violation of what you might say if you're mekabel achrayis, if you have some responsibility that you assume, and the shayla is what level achrayis is a big shayla rishonim, shia, leva veda, onsin, mars is kibel achrayis. More quotes, the Amalu Rabbah of Nehmechuzah. Has anyone ever learned this Pekiyas? Okay, Yoel did. Okay. Remember it, yeah? The Amalu Rabbah of Nehmechuzah. Rabbah was from Mechuzah. Be'iru chamira de bnei chela mivataychu. Clear away the chametz that the soldiers of the king had in your house. Came into Ilu Mignah, the Ilu Mitverd. Since it would be stolen or lost, you'd be on you, the responsibility. So it's considered like yours. So what is the point here? That having something in your possession to the degree that there is what? That there's achrayis, is considered to be yours, to be violating Bal Yimatzi. Fek the Gemara, the following question. This is good according to the Wanda Amar that what? Everyone see it? Three lines from the bottom, Herman Beis, Pesachim, everyone see it? Ha nicha l'manda amar, davar ha-goyim l'mamon k'mamon dami. Then I understand why the fact that there's achrayis, that you'll be responsible if something happens, is considered to be like yours, and there can be a violation of Bal Yimatzeh, even though it's not technically yours, but it's virtually yours because of the achrayis. So that's enough to mechayev you in Bal Yimatzeh. That's of Shimon. Rashi on the bottom, last line, Lamanda Amar, who is it? Rav Shimon, Kamalei, Bibava Kamadaf Ayinala from the Beis. That's further up in that Amid. Or, Kachim Shechayev Bach Riyusan Chayev. That's Rav Shimon's Shita. Ella, the man da amar lavke mamun dami. If you steal kachim from a person, you don't have to pay anything, any kefil. It's not ke mamun dami. Ma'ikel amemer. And says the Gemara, well, here it's simple. Shaini hacha da amar lo yimatzi. The standards are not the same. Generally speaking, achrayis davar goyim mamun is not ke mamun dami. But here the Torah says the language lo yimatzi, and that's marve. That even having something in your possession on the level that it's not owned by you, but you have a chrayif yimakabel, that's enough to put you in violation. What's this pshat in the Gemara? So even the Chacham agree over here, is it based on the notion of that here it is kimamla dami? Or is it a new halach? If you kabel achrayis, you're chayif for bal yimatzeh, but it's hard to know how to explain the Gemara. The Gemara is saying it's nothing to do with that machokas. Because it's lo yimatzeh. So does lo yimatzeh say that here there is a notion of the Chacham accept the principle of Shimon binogeh chametz? Big chakira in the belt, this question. is it that the Chacham accept Rav Shimon's Shita in the context of Chametz? That Dabgam Kimamon Dami Lugabi Chametz? Or, no, it's not working with the through the prism of Dabgam Kimamon. It's a special lach. There is that relationship that you makabu achrayis, but not through the lumdis. They deny Rav Shimon's lumdis everywhere, including here. It's a different halach. It's weird to understand what the Gemara means. But now the Gemara turns it the other way around. Ika diamri. It gets more interesting. Ika diamri, the other word. The kasha was the other direction. Hanicha leman da'amadav agarim lemamon lavkim mamadam. We understand the pshat that Yochayiv, if you have a pikadon from a guy that you makabu achrayis on, that you're chayef about, you might say, if you hold what? That's when you need lo yimatse to tell me you're chayef. Because without that, there'd be no basis to make you violating for owning chametz on Pesach. Elo lemanda omer kemamodami. Lo yimatse lamali. Who needs a pasuk lo yimatse? You know why you can't have it? Because there's a bailus here. You have a bailus. You have a virtual bailus. Why? Because of the idea that this is covering your expenses. It's dalagam mamun ke mamun dami. Since you're mekabel achrayis, so if this disappears, what would be? You'd have to replace it. So that's considered like you have a value here. So that's enough to make you chayv. Who needs this pasuk lo yimatse? Rashi says, "Lachi itzrich lo yimatse mishim to be alma lav kemamun dami itzrich kral amem degabei chametz mia mitzah." But if you hold, it's always kemamun dami. So why do you need lo yimatse? So Gemara says a very interesting chiluk. Says the Gemara, "Itzrich sal kedai tachamina." I would have said, I would say the following. Hoel v'chi isei hader be'ene labir shusei kamash malon. What does this mean? I would say, since if it's here, you can give it back as it is labir shusei. What does Gemara mean? And Rav Shimon's case, what does the Gemara seem to be saying? That the halacha of kimamun dami would not operate here, because kiisei harde be'enei. So it's not b'shusei. I need the pasuk. What differentiates this from Rav Shimon? Says Rashi. Hoel v'chiisei hader hu gufei l'mari be'enei. If this is be'en, you give back as it is. V'zeh adayin lo nevad. It didn't get lost yet. So you can't use the principle of kimamun dami here, because right now nothing's disappeared. Nothing's happened. It's still here. Wow, what about Rav Shimon's kimamun dami? Where does that make sense? Where does that fit? The chi amar Rav Shimon, when did Rav Shimon say davagam kimamun dami? Chi amar Rav Shimon lahu hecha de'eino be'en. If it's not here anymore. Kigon gabi gonev kodshin. So how you have bayim chayavim bachriyusa? You stole the animal of kodshin. You stole the carbon ola that he designated as an ola. The bayim is now practically chayim bachreis. You caused now. He has to replace. Amar of Shimon afal pish en kefil lehegdish. Normally to hegdish there's no kefil. The siv lereyu shamshtem lereyu. The low hegdish. Hacha chayiv. The kevan dezeh chayiv b'achriyusan. Since this person is chayiv b'achrayus, we're finishing, fellas. Re'eu karina bay. The hagaram lo is chayiv mamon. Think about this Rashi. What did Rashi seem to say? I know you're like on the spot, everyone's like traumatized, right? Suddenly you're getting hit with all this at one time. Very heavy stuff here. What is Rashi saying here? A svara. That Rav Shimon, at least the Gemara is saying itzrich. You have to know what after the itzrich, whether anything changes. But what it seems to be saying is that Rav Shimon's halacha of kamamadami is only going to have relevance if it actually manifested in the form of a monetary loss. But here, where right now it's just theoretical, that it will be covering the potential loss, there is no halacha yet of kamamadami. And the question is, if this chiluk is valid, is it only valid in the level of a havamina, of why you need the lo yimatzei, because you would have said such a thing? But after they have the lo yimatzei, so now the kamash malan is that the halacha of Rebbe Mamon in fact even extends to the theoretical situation that it's viewed as mamon because of the fact that it covers the potential loss? Or does this svara actually end up being a valid svara? If you look at our Gemara, Rabosai, what it seems to be the situation over here? What's the situation by us? Potential. It's potential. He took it from the Shomer. Well, is it pure potential, or he's being tavach and with the tficha?
Well, the Ganav's ruining his ability to
understand, but it's also right, it's also practical at this point. Because the showman now has to pay his own money. In the case of the chametz, it's the case of the potential. But it could be nogeya. There are cases where it's nogeya, where you know you have to know. There's a gemara about yornidachas, whether certain things are considered to be shlola of the city or not. So there, it's right now nothing happened. A person has a carbon ola and an yornidachas. Does that have to get burned with everything else for the shalal of the city? Does he own it according to Rav Shimon or not? Nothing happened yet. In our Gemara, maybe it is similar to the case where it was stolen. But Lamaisa, it's a very interesting take on Rav Shimon now. And where's the differentiating? And Lo Yimatzei says, even over there it's enough. Okay, we'll have to do what we can do tomorrow to flesh out this and the Tosis. Okay.